Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We got Steve joining us today. He messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for picking me.
Sure. Now, listen, we are hoping we can help you out, but we need to start at the beginning. Just tell us all about Morgan.
Okay. We met at the gym. She does this whole stretching routine after her workout, and I noticed that, and I know that she's really pretty. So I decided to stretch more, you know, and sort of scooted up next to her while we were stretching, and after we talked a few times, I got a number.
How does that go, by the way? Just scooted up and just kind of like, hey, can you show me your stretch routine or what?
Yeah, sort of. I pretend to be really bad at whatever I'm doing.
Steve.
Women at the gym must love that. So
that's great.
So what did you do then, Steve, on your date with Morgan?
The first date was pretty simple. We went to a juice bar one day after our workouts.
Okay. How'd that go?
Oh, it went really well. I mean, we were, you know, figuring out what we have in common. We both love the show Friends. So we planned a night to binge a few episodes, but then I didn't hear anything from her.
Okay. And how long ago was this, Steve, from the juice bar date, the gym juice bar date?
It's like a week and a half ago.
Okay. And you've reached out to her since, right? You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. I texted her twice, three times. I mean, I called her. I got her voicemail.
Okay. And this is important, Steve. Is there anything that could have happened at the juice bar that might have made her change her mind about you?
You know, I've been thinking about that. And, I guess it's like especially when you're drinking a smoothie or something. And, you know, your cup is almost empty, but you try to get that last drop out.
Yep.
And then you suck on the straw. It makes that loud straw sound like, you know. I really like the juices there. It's my favorite place.
So you don't stop. Usually people stop after. Okay, and I get that.
Yeah.
And it can never be deep enough, you know, when it runs out and you're trying to savor it. Okay,
yeah.
So was there some reaction? Did Morgan give you some reaction to that or what?
Well, I turned bright red, I think.
Yeah.
She laughed it off.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound like a deal breaker a second date breaker anyway. So let's find out what's going on. Steve, as you know, we're going to call Morgan. If she answers the phone, agrees to come on with us, hopefully get some answers and lead you to that second date that doesn't, quote, suck so much. Okay?
All right.
Hello?
Good morning, Morgan.
Yeah, it is. Who's calling?
Okay, Morgan, please don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT. I know this is going to sound a little strange. Not a sales call or a robocall, but we co-host the morning radio show on 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the radio right now. Would you have a moment to talk to us this morning?
What is this, like a trivia thing? No. I'm no good at that.
Yeah, no.
It's actually more of a, I guess I'd call it a dating thing.
It's not even, it's sort of honestly kind of like dating trivia. We call this, we're trying to help out a listener of ours named Steve. And we do a segment called Second Date Update. Do you remember Steve? You met him, I think, at the gym.
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay, so, you do.
I mean, he wants to connect with you. He just wants to know why you haven't been in touch with him.
Since the date at the juice bar.
Okay, well, you can just tell him he's a flake and I never want to hear from him again.
Okay, and that's fine.
Wow.
But what makes, why is he a flake? Why is Steve a flake?
Well, he invited me over to watch Friends and chill last week, and he, like, made sure I marked my calendar and everything, and then completely blew me off.
Wait, he blew you off?
Yeah, I never heard from him, so I made other plans.
No, that's not...
Well, when we talked to him, he said he hasn't heard back from you. He made plans with you, and you haven't gotten back to him.
Oh, he texted me 2 days after it was supposed to be our, you know, second date.
Right.
To ask when I wanted to watch Friends with him. Like, nothing had happened. He just completely forgot we made our plans. So I changed his contact name to Do Not Reply, and I'm done.
Morgan, you have no idea how good it is to hear your voice.
Yeah, okay. Morgan, Steve is actually...
He's still with us, actually.
We talked to him a few minutes ago, and we had him hold on with us, and we forgot to tell you up front that he was listening in. Steve, you want to explain this?
Yeah, I've been trying to get an answer from you for like the past week and a half so we can watch Friends.
You had your chance. That ship sailed last week. I still have it in my calendar to remember how awful you are.
Okay, I don't get this.
Yeah, what,
Steve?
How do we mess this up here?
Steve, you went on the date with Morgan to the juice bar and made plans with her for Friends and then blew her off?
Why would I think that I didn't blow her off?
Listen, if you see me at the gym, just leave me alone, okay?
Okay, Steve, explain what happened here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to... What? I did watch Friends last week.
You what?
Okay,
wait a second. Wait, did you mix up Morgan
with somebody else?
From the gym?
Meg, you're not... I thought you were Megan. This isn't...
It's Morgan.
It's more...
Did you go also on a date with Megan to a juice bar or not? Not yet? You thought you were calling Morgan, but you were calling Megan? Or were you calling Megan thinking you were calling Morgan?
Yeah, I had a really good time at the juice bar. And I would love to hang out again.
Is the juice bar thing kind of a standard date for you, Steve?
I mean, it's like I go to the juice bar.
Right.
You know, like, doesn't everyone?
Well, I know, but on...
If you're into fitness, I guess.
Yeah, but that's just on my question. On a date, so have you been asking out women, other women from the gym, and then taking them to the juice bar as your first date, and then inviting them over for Friends, a Friends date, and then you're getting your women mixed up?
I don't know what you're trying to accuse me of. A lot of people like Friends, and a lot of people
No, it's not what I'm saying.
I happen to be really healthy, too.
Morgan, he's avoiding it.
Morgan, are you still there?
Yeah, Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she is here. Oh, God, thank God. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for not hanging up.
Yeah, this is pointless, though. I'm not going out with him again.
All right, so
yeah, I feel bad about this. I mean,
but don't you like Friends? You said you like Friends.
Someone's going to go on a date with Morgan to watch some Friends.
You don't want to go out with Steve because he asked somebody else out, got you confused or her confused with you, and he's looking at her for the second date and not you.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Megan,
okay.
Megan, we had a really good...
It's Morgan.
Morgan.
Oh my God, dude. All right, listen.
Dude, you're hopeless,
We don't
man.
Do this a lot, Steve. We're going to hang up with you. Morgan,
sorry.
If there's anything we can ever do for you, just let us know. We appreciate it so much. And forget this guy, Steve, at the gym. And thank you for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.